So, Paul, follow the Torah. Love you, Caleb. Hope to hear from you. Apostle Paul kind of followed the Torah and didn't follow the Torah. You know why? Because the Torah is not applicable today for Jew or Gentile. Now, Paul, no, I don't keep Torah. Guess what I keep? I keep the New Testament. I keep the Ten Commandments with one adjustment. We don't rest on Saturday Sabbath now. We're resting in Jesus Christ. He is our Sabbath rest. And there are pre-Torah things we keep. We don't drink blood, Genesis 9. We don't marry men, you and I.
Amen.
We marry a woman. That's in Genesis. Thank you, honey.
A little hydration for you.
Yeah, and the Bible says in Genesis 3, do you know what? Here, come close, Malachi. Come close. I know this man. Did you know what clothing is? Is it a fashion statement? According to God?
No.
What is it?
A covering.
Specifically, what is it? Go deeper. A covering. What kind of covering?
Well, the first was a blood covenant.
Well, it's a sin covering. Adam and Eve sinned. They put on aprons. Aprons don't cover you. God killed animals in Genesis 3:21 and shed blood. It's the archetype of Jesus covering us with blood. Ultimately, Christ would come and cover us with blood. And he put us in tunic-like garments that the Bible goes on to teach we're to dress lowly. This is a sin covering. We're not to show ourselves off in pride and vanity. We're not to have pride is an abomination to God. And so you see the whole Christian culture is using their sin coverings as a fashion statement. Look at me. Man, do I look good in my shoes, man? Look at me. It's look at this. It's two sizes too small, and I've been working on, man, do I look good? I got my hair cut just a certain way. I trimmed my beard. Look at this guy blonde in the middle. Pride and vanity. It's all over the church system. It's all over this place. So no, we don't keep Torah. I have articles about that in my teaching blog. We keep some pre-Torah. And then we keep the new covenant. Torah law was given for Israel only. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And what's your name?
Tupos.
Tupos.
And this is my wife, Amen.
Amen. I'm Hutch. Nice to meet you guys. Okay.
Nice to meet you. You got my gospel card? You got my email? I'd love to talk to you and go deep in the scriptures. This is false Christianity you have to repent of.
My family's in there, so.
But you need to call your family out, and you may lose your family for the cause of Christ.
I hear that.
Yeah. Come out and follow Christ in spirit and truth. Malachi, how are you?
Really good.
What's up?
I'm hot. I'm going back home.
And what did you learn?
Life sucks.
Why is that, sir?
Well, do you see how girls are dressed in there?
Yes.
Their shorts are all the way up to their crotch.
And they're calling themselves Christians.
The belly buttons showing.
Yes. And the dads and the pastors.
The parents should be ashamed of themselves.
The dads and the pastors are approving of all this. This is another reason why we stand against this. This is, you should be
they
holy.
With this being supposedly being a Christian event, they should say
hey,
that they should.
Malachi, the same people that put on fancy clothes on Sunday go in their underwear and go to the beach.
Yeah.
That's not of God.
No.
So go much deeper.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you see that.
Yeah, well, it's causing young boys to.
Oh, of course it is. It's lascivious. It's harlotry. I hope to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to hear from you. I want a Bible study with you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yep, take care.
God be praised.
God bless.